The U.S. Senate passed a short-term debt ceiling increase through to December 3rd. The measure now goes to the House, where it's expected to pass. Financial markets have been warm to all this, and the reaction has been best reflected by way of U.S. equities. We've also seen some optimism in the aftermath of this week's impressive ADP employment read out of the U.S., which many believe will set up a strong employment report later today when that U.S. jobs report is released. All of this upbeat talk combined with the rising inflation outlook does, however, undermine the prospects for a favorable risk backdrop, given the implication that it could result in less investor-friendly monetary policy. As far as the dollar goes, it's been strong on the yield differentials that keep moving in the buck's favor. We think it will be important to keep an eye on the euro and where it settles today into the weekly close. A close below 116 could suggest we're on the verge of seeing a more significant run in the U.S. dollar. A close back above 116 will imply the dollar is still very well offered into any rallies. Key standouts on today's calendar include German trade, the BOE quarterly bulletin, Canada employment, and that highly anticipated U.S. jobs report. That's all for now.